Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, Gene, my name is Jim Russell. I'm with Allen's Bike Shop here in Oceanside. And I'm actually looking for some business loans right now. Looking for a business loan. I'm kind of checking with some people to find out what they have to offer. And I got your mailer, so I wanted to call and see what you guys have.
Yeah, of course. Do you have that reservation code on the bottom there? It should be like 16 digits.
Yeah, it's 2511 0401.
Mm-hmm.
0047 2105.
Perfect. Let me pull up your file real quick here. You said your name was Jim, right?
Yeah, Jim Russell.
Gotcha. Jim, is this a good number to give you a ring back just in case the call drops? We got a new phone system in here. It's been dropping some lately.
Okay. Yep, this is a good number.
All right, perfect. Yeah, so we got a couple different programs here at the bank. I just need to confirm a couple pieces of info just for security reasons. Can you just give me the... Yeah, that's just... We got to go through it. Is Allen's Bike Shop is the doing business as and the legal name as well?
I'm a corporation, so it's Allen's Bike and Hobby Shop is the corporate name, and then we're DBA is Allen's Bike Shop.
Perfect. And you're the 100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect. And the structure of the business, is it an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
It's an S-Corp.
Gotcha. And can you just give me time and business and the address, and we're all done with that?
Yeah, the address is 805 South Coast Highway.
Perfect.
And that's Oceanside, California, 92054.
Perfect.
And I've owned it for 13 years. It's been in business since 1952.
Oh, I got 1952, shit. It's pretty long, man. All right, yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you're... Tell me a little bit of what you're looking to do here, what your goals are, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, so basically what I did... 2 years ago, I opened a second location out in Marietta. And initially when I went through the process, I took out loans, I took out short-term loans that I needed to get the build out and the inventory and everything done. It's been open 2 years, and it's doing well. At this time, I want to try and group some of those. I want to take out about $70,000, and then I want to kind of take a couple of those loans and pay them off. I've got a couple of what I call stupid loans are short-term and kind of, short-term and high payments. So I just kind of want to eliminate those and kind of round some of those off. I have a couple options. There's really two of them I'd like to do that with. And, that's kind of where I'm looking at.
Yeah, of course, man.
I've got one I really want to try and get rid of because it's a daily program. And I was looking at I had a couple of the banks that I was dealing with, and they were like, yeah, no problem. When you're ready to do it, we'll just combine them all. But I guess because of where some of them are, they're saying, oh no, we need to wait till they get down a little bit and then we can do everything. So.
Yeah, I got you.
Everybody's willing to loan me, but everybody wants to turn it into a short term, and I want to get something that's a little bit more longer term.
Yeah, of course. We do have, a variety of different programs from, the unsecured ones are, a little bit more short term, but we can get you some longer term options, larger loan amounts when we explore some more secured. Is that something you're, willing to go down that route, like a secured option, or do you want to keep it unsecured?
Either way, when you say secured, what are you talking about? Like securing inventory, or
it would be mostly we secured, like collateralized, basically titled equipment, things like that. If you have a vehicle on the business, we are actually currently working on a program where we can do it against any real estate that the business has. But let me just ask you a few.
I don't really have any of that, so it's probably not.
Let me ask you a couple, qualifying questions and, just get a little bit more information on the loans you're trying to consolidate, because it is a thing we typically do. So tell me a little bit about which of the daily ones you'd like to get rid of, and, we'll take it from there.
Well, right now I have, are you familiar with Funding Circle and Rapid Advance?
Yes, both of them.
Yeah, both of them. So right now I owe about 80, I want to say about 80,000 on Funding Circle. And then Rapid Advance, I owe about 70,000. And Funding Circle probably has another year on it. I paid a year on it. Rapid Advance is a one year short term, and I paid about 6 months on it.
So there's probably about 6 months left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So and then I want to take out $70,000 to pay off inventory.
Cool. Oh, so the inventory you got, is it already purchased?
I've got about 600,000 in inventory.
Cool. All right, so just kind of adding up the numbers, you need about 220K, I'm thinking, to get all that done, right? Yeah.
Right.
So.
And then as a worst case scenario, at least, I definitely want to, get rid of the Rapid Advance, so that would probably be about 150, 140 or so. About 140 is what I'd be looking for if I couldn't go as high as the 225.
Yeah, of course. Let me just write that down. Just want to get rid of the Rapid Advance, worst case scenario, and then net that 70K.
Right.
Yeah, cool. So tell me a little bit about the business itself. You have two locations. What are your revenues like, for both of them combined, for the business in general?
It's about $1.3 million a year.
1.3. Perfect. And, Jim, how's your personal credit looking like?
It's good. It's 720 or above.
Oh, good. So you shouldn't have any problems there. And, you told me a little bit about you kind of going to the bank here. What was their feedback on this, or, where you stand with them?
The bank, and I've got one out there. It was going through the SBA. Recently when I bought the business, I took out about a $250,000 SBA loan about 15 years ago when I bought it, and I paid it off in 2 years. I paid it off. So I was going back to that route, and I'm kind of still partially in that route. But if you know how the SBA loans are, they're very
long. Like 10 years or 15 years.
No, I'm looking at a 10-year, like a 7 to 10-year, is what I was looking at with that. But I've got one bank working on an SBA, and I kind of put a hold on that to look and see if there's anything a little bit simpler and easier to do. Just because it's taken a long time, and they're kind of
I hear it all the time.
SBA is really, it's really a tough thing, and then they lose my information, and I have to re-update my information. I've kind of been going through it for about 3 months. So,
it's a good program, the SBA, if your time isn't very valuable.
Right.
Exactly. So the good thing about, we could probably turn around, in 2 or 3 days, get you some feedback and some numbers. Continue. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I was saying the SBA loans kind of take a long time, so if your time isn't very valuable, or you have some a couple months to wait on it, that's definitely a good option. But I totally understand where you're coming from. They keep you on the hook for 2-3 months updating paperwork.
Right. Yeah, and I've had a couple other people say, "Oh, we can do an SBA loan. We can get it done quicker than that." And it's just kind of like, well, I went through, I'm partway through the process on the one, and it's really hard to get really hard to get answers of where we're going to be in a month or so. But, and people say, "Oh, we can do it sooner," but I've heard that before. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of where I'm at right now. And in the meantime, I'm looking at the short term ones. And originally, the short term ones I just got just to kind of get me, to make sure that I knew where I was going to be with the new location, get everything built out and done. Now that that's stable and it's doing well, it's time for me. I need to consolidate these and move these into, like I said, I'm trying to do something longer term. And then I can address the SBA once I get the short term out of the way.
Yeah, it sounds like, you're just moving up to the next plateau of your business and, you know, these kind of shorter term working high interest rate capital loans are just not really cutting it for you? Is that what I'm getting?
No, yeah, and that's exactly where I am. I mean, that's, you know, it's draining anything that I can, you know, anything extra. I mean, luckily, I'm in a personal position where I'm not relying on that money as income because I'm set at home with other things. But in the meantime, I don't want everything to be going to these short-term loans.
Yeah, exactly. You end up working for them. Tell me a little bit about the inventory. You know, is it just bikes, bike parts? You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of random knickknacks in there.
Yep, it's pretty much bikes and bike accessories.
Are you getting that straight from the manufacturers, or how does that work?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good,
yeah,
good.
Straight from the manufacturers.
Now, I don't anticipate, you know, being in Oceanside that you have really a busy or slow season, do you?
Actually, I do a little bit here. The winter time, I mean, take away Christmas. Christmas is always going to be busier.
Mm-hmm.
But winter time, usually October, November, January, February are my four slowest months. And then we get into spring and summer, and I do, you know, when we get into there, I do twice the business I do in the slower times.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a beach, I'm kind of a beach location, so that's kind of typical. Now, the Marietta location does, you know, they're pretty, they seem to be getting pretty stable through the year. When they get real hot out there in the summer, they slow down a little bit, where I get real busy in Oceanside.
Where is Marietta? I'm not too...
You know where Temecula is?
Yeah, we're down in San Diego, so I just, like, didn't know exactly where. Okay. Okay,
yeah,
so it's just a little...
It's a city right next to Temecula.
I gotcha. Yeah, so how long does it take that inventory, you know, on average to turn over? 3-4 months? I have no idea.
Oh, gosh. And let me see, we're looking at both locations.
I mean, just probably average me, you know, 4 or 5 month turnover.
Probably about 4 to 5 months, yeah. And right now we've just kind of done our, you know, a lot of the bike business we do, like, pre-season orders. You know, you commit to stuff, bring stuff in, and that's, you know, some of that inventory I want to get. And that's why I went to 70,000, so I can pay off that inventory.
Yeah, when did you get that purchase for that 70K worth of inventory? Was that over the summertime, like June, or?
No, that was pretty recent, probably within the last 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Alrighty. And just out of curiosity, what are the margins like on, you know, those, you know, the bikes, or just your average margins in general for the business? You know, like 20, 30, 40?
Well, when I run through my whole year, my cost, if you want to look at my cost of sales, runs between probably 51 and 53%.
Okay. Wow, okay, so you...
And so bikes, there's about a 35 to 40% margin. When you look at accessories, sometimes, you know, you're at a little bit better margin than that. You're probably at a 50 to 60% margin on that. But then we also do bike service, and so we have labor. We make money on labor. So when you take everything combined, we're looking at about a 51 to 53% cost of sales.
Perfect.
If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, it does. It's basically an average of the two, you know. Put labor in there, kind of give or take 50% on the average. So yeah, pretty much got everything I need as far as, you know, just background information. I think I'm pretty confident we can get you what you're looking for here, Jim. I'll shoot you a quick email, and, you know, I'll just, you know, request the application, some paperwork. It's going to be kind of similar to what, you know, other lenders are looking at: bank statements, tax return. I'm assuming you use credit card processing, so we're going to look at merchant statements as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's a good email for you, man?
It's Allen's Bike Shop. It's A-L-A-N-S, Bike Shop, at yahoo.com.
Bike Shop. Perfect. I'll get that over to you in about 10, 15 minutes. And you think you can shoot that back over, if not later today? You know, I'm assuming you have most of this on file, or, you know, Monday morning or over the weekend.
I can get most of this done today. So I got everything in, sitting in my computer. So.
All right. I'll keep an eye out for it. Take care, Jim.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.